Good morning, my PMC family, and welcome to the Master's Call. And would you please join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer? Abba, Father, we just love you and we praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you that we can enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts and go into your courts with praise. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we do not even have to lean on our own understanding, but we can trust you in all of our ways, and you will direct our path. And we thank you for giving us the Master's Call and for our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our pastor and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, Lord. We thank you for blessing us with them, Lord, and continue to bless them until overflow, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our Artists International family, our Artist Life family, the Diaz de Leon family, the Kings of Artists, every single artist, distributor, and customer, every single rank that they have in artists, Lord. And we ask you to continue to bless them, Lord, and just love on them today and every single day. Lord, and we also thank you for the body of Christ, Lord. Thank you for strengthening your body, Lord, and just continuing to do your work and your will here on earth as you have written in heaven, Lord. We come into agreement with that. And we just praise you, Lord, for our TMC family. We thank you for opening up our spiritual ears, our spiritual eyes, spiritual nose, spiritual mouth, all of our senses, Lord, to hear and receive what you have in store for us today. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here as we do every day, and we love you and we thank you for your wisdom. And we just pray in agreement in King Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my TMC family, it has been a Jesus joy pleasure to greet you on this The Joy of the Lord is Our Strength Thursday morning. Again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, calling from Snowville, Georgia, and I'm just going to call on our heavenly hostess to come on the line. Are you on the line this morning?
I am, Mr. Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Well, thank you, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with prayer. And I say good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us this morning in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of kingdoms greetings. This call is all about the Master, and each day, Monday through Friday, we come together to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due him. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we affectionately know as Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And because we know our God does all things decent and in order, we know that this call was founded on Scripture. And that Scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start each call with prayer, we end each call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. For those of you who are calling in from a cell phone network who want to charge for the regular dial-in number, we have a bridge number, and that number is 857-957-1147. Again, the bridge number is 857-957-1147. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, and you can hear that day's current message recording by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. All of your messages have been archived and recorded from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our interactive website, themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. There you can see the speaker's bios, the prayer objectives that we have going on. And if you are feeling led to join our team and greet like Minister Rebecca did or host like I'm doing, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word stored up in your belly for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, the new morning motivational call, and it's hosted by a group of dynamic leaders throughout Artists International, now under the umbrella of Artists Life, that keep us informed, energized, and moving to enhance the lives of others. That number is 712-770-4005, access code 294-617#. Calling all Artist Life distributors, the 2017 Artist Extravaganza Conference in Los Angeles, California is March 3rd through the 5th. Please check your back offices for more information. There will be a Sunday church service, so start thinking about if you're going to be there, if you want to volunteer. And if you do, please send an email to Dr. Vanessa at info@themasterscall.net. So now I am going to get out of the way so that this beautiful and amazing woman of God, the mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room, can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's speaker is none other than our very own prayer general, our Mississippi Queen, Minister Brenda. Minister Brenda was brought up in Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray, Jr. Being spirit-filled Baptist Church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministry. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. Brenda is the proud mother of five children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent, and the grandmother of three grandsons, Jai, Brent, and Brendan. Throughout the years of God's blessing, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, "God is faithful." Back to her roots, Brenda resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and is a member of the Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is her senior pastor. Brenda is an Artist Life distributor who loves the product and enjoys helping others. She always keeps us encouraged. I present to some and introduce to others none other than our very own prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Kai. I tell you, I truly appreciate you, and thank you for such a cordial and loving introduction. I so thank God for you for stepping in this morning, and thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. And I tell you, you just blesses the people. Thank you again, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, for allowing me to share this platform this morning. I definitely don't take it lightly. I give God glory for each of you for trusting me to share with the people of God. And I want to say thank you, TMC family, for having an open ear to hear what the Lord has to say. Let us pray. Oh, God, we so thank you for being the God that you are. And, Lord, I'm asking that you will remove Brenda and just fill me, Father, that it will be you speaking, that your people will hear. We will hear what the Spirit has to say, that we will get the instructions, Lord God, and go forth as you see fit. We give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, I just want to share with you, as the Lord had placed on my heart, and it's he who has an ear. He who has an ear. You know, you may have heard this phrase, and you may say, where have I heard that? He who has an ear. Well, you know, it's been mentioned 7 times in the Gospels. And then you can go in Revelations, a variation of he who has an ear appeared 7 times in Revelations 2 and 3. And you know, when you hear he who has an ear, these words, which were only used by the Lord himself, seem to underscore something important. It's as if he's saying, pay attention now. This part is not optional. And God clearly calls us to listen to him. But like the nation of Israel, sometimes we ignore the voice and we miss his blessings that he has for us. I want to just briefly go over the 7 references in Revelations where he described to the church during the church age, and each follows as admonition to a group claiming to be a part of the church and to those who are caught up in organized religion. He warns them, saying, come back to your first love. That's what he said in Revelations 2 and 5. And then to those suffering persecution, he admonishes, be faithful. Be faithful. And then to those practicing idolatry, he commands, repent. To those wrapped up in cult-like systems, and he threatens them, and saying, repayment to their deeds according to their deeds. And then he accuses mainline denominations of being spiritually dead. Wow. And then he comforts the evangelicals with the promise of his return for them. And he condemns apostates to eternal loss. For each group, a clear choice is given, and each group is admonished to comprehend he who has an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Now, in today's time, let's take a look at that. The question remains to each of us as the body of Christ, as church, as God's very own church. Do we have the ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying? Not what man is saying, but what God is saying. Not what President Trump is saying, but what God is saying. Not what Pastor so-and-so is saying. And, of course, if they're given the truth, they're given the word of God, we adhere to the word of God because that's what's important. But it's not about what our thoughts are, what man's thoughts are. It's about what God's thoughts are. And he distinctly had told us that my ways and my thoughts are totally different from man's ways. You know, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. And in this time, in this hour, it is vital. It is so important that we meditate on God's word, that we honor him with prayer and thanksgiving. Yes, I want to say that again. Honor him with prayer and thanksgiving. Because you might be a person say, well, I don't pray all day like some people say 3 and 4 hours at a time and what have you. God has individually created each of us, and he made us totally different from other people. So our prayer may be singing psalms and hymns as unto the Lord. It may be getting into his realm and honoring him, praising him, giving him glory. And then he will allow us to pray what the Spirit directs us to pray for. So we don't need to get caught up in these religions and these sects of this form of worship, of this way of doing things, because God says, all I want you to do is honor me, acknowledge me in all your ways. I will direct your path. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. There are many voices in the atmosphere. We can all acknowledge that. These days, you know, there are voices coming through the television, the radio, cell phones, social media. I mean, distractions for the most part. They are distracted voices. So in the midst of it, we have to be in tune with what God is telling us. I mean, if you have a sick child, he would 9 times out of 10 say, just pray for them. Believe me for who I am. I am the healer. And you pray for that child, and lo and behold, believe it or not, that will take care of. Just this morning, I got to share this with you. The dog was tapping on my door, and I'm going, it's too early, Gizmo, it's too early. Well, what I did is he hates when the alarms system, and I say the alarm system, but the fire detective systems start beeping. That means they need a battery. Well, I had to go and replace a battery, and I had one battery left, and that battery seemed like it did not want to work. You know, I said, you know what, Jesus, I'm giving it to you. I'm calling that battery to work in Jesus' name. Do you know that fire detector system has stopped beeping? Praise the Lord. This is what he wants. Listen to the voice of God. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Now, going back to in this day and time, just imagine, before radios and televisions and when they came on the scene, there was silence in the home most of the day. Am I correct? And do you believe that more people heard from God back then? You better believe it. And today, some people cannot stand being in the house without the TV going on. And I got one like that, okay? But, I mean, it's like I got to have that noise. Well, being Black History Month, I'm sure we can reflect during the times our ancestors sang hymns and spiritual songs while working tirelessly for many hours on the plantations. They praised God through it all. Many of them had an ear to hear God say, I'm still with you. Even in the midst of this turmoil, in the midst of it all, in the midst of this, these different distractions, in the midst of being belittled, I am still with you. Now, in the Old Testament, to avoid distractions and to hear God clearly, Moses went into the mountains. He went to Mount Sinai to get the instructions from the Lord. And you know, it's such a blessing to know that he went up there being obedient. Look at Jeremiah. Jeremiah was instructed to go to the potter's house so God could illustrate to Israel of his magnificent handiwork with the potter and the clay. And then Jesus himself went into the mountains, and he got away from the crowds to pray and to hear from his Father. See, the beautiful part of hearing in the midst of our distractions, in the midst of all the chaos that may be going on around us, the beautiful part of it is that our Heavenly Father assures us that the work he has begun in us, he will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's a shouted word there. It's wonderful to know that in spite of our shortcomings, he has assured us that he will lead us into all truth. And we will know the truth. And he said the truth will make us free. It is so comforting to realize that the Lord, the love of Jesus conquers all sin. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. You may ask, so why did you bring up all the variations of having an ear to hear? Well, we got to acknowledge that the adversary wants to sift us like wheat, even though he's defeated. He makes a lot of noise. We must stay focused on God, his word, and hear his instructions, because our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Listening to man rather than God causes disobedience, and disobedience brings consequences. And then that brings delays of our blessings that God has for us. We don't want that. We want to be in tune. We want to hear what the Spirit has to say to each and every one of us. Now, remember, this year in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. We're believing that. We're standing on that. As long as we stand on His word, listen to His word, acknowledge Him in everything that we do, I tell you, God is going to show up and show out. When we hear the instructions given to us, without a doubt, the favor of the Lord will overtake us. You know, Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. Moses heard his instructions as God directed and protected him, bringing Israel to the promised land. He brought the Ten Commandments of God to Israel, saying, this is what the Lord said. This is what he wants us to do. Did Israel have an ear to hear what the Lord said? Even after bringing them across the Red Sea, even after doing miracles after miracles before Pharaoh, they had the tendency of straying away. Why? Because the ears weren't attentive to the Spirit of the Lord. They were so busy focused on things that were around them. And this is what can easily happen to the people of God in today's time. We can stay so focused on what's going on around the world, what's happening on the TV, what's going on here and there. Instead of focusing on that, you say, Lord, I'm focusing and I'm putting my eyes on you because he has the last word. Praise the Lord. Now, Jeremiah had his ears open and was obedient to the call. And you know what he did? He went on and declared to Israel the message from the Lord. And this is what the Lord told him. Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, Israel, America, Brenda. You are clay in my hand. If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be removed, uprooted, torn down or destroyed, and if that nation I warned repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I had intended to do for it. Hello, America. Let us have ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. And you know, I go on to remember when God says, if you can find, I remember who he told, who was Abraham, if you can find 10 that can pray, that will lift up their voices unto me, if you can find 9, if you can find 8, if you can find 2 come together, touching and agreeing on anything. This is his word. He says, I'm in the midst. So when we're praying for America, when we're standing in the gap and believing God for him to restore America to the place he wants it to be, see, God is the author and the finisher of our faith. And when he lays on our heart to pray, touch and agree and believe him, he said he will listen. Hallelujah. And of course, Jesus himself, who was, who is and is to come with a shout, oh yes, with great mercy and love, he came to redeem the world. And guess what? He's coming back again, like I said, with a shout through the clouds. Our ears will be open to hear that great shout of triumph. Our eyes will be open to see him coming in the clouds as we all will be caught up with him. Isaiah 50:4, I definitely want to share this with you. If you will, just meditate on this. Isaiah 50:4, and this is from the New International Version. It said, the sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. And then verse 5 went on to say, the sovereign Lord has opened my ears. I have not been rebellious. I have not turned away. Oh, my people, my TMC family, that is such a, oh, I tell you, a profound word for us to stand on. We want to have the ears to hear what the Spirit has to say, because he's speaking to us each and every day, and we, his people of God, will be obedient. Let us hear what God is saying. Back to you, Minister Kai.
Thank you, Minister Brenda, for that on-time word. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you heard the heart of the woman of God that has just come forward and given us a word, O Heavenly Father. You know every need, Father. Meet them and exceed every expectation, Lord. Be a hedge of protection around her family. Lord, just continue to give her all that she needs as she continues to pursue and seek after your wisdom, O Lord. Father God, we thank you for the two amazing women of God who founded this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, keep them in your care. Be an ever-present help in their time of need. Lord, hear their hearts' desire and bless them with it. Father God, we thank you for Artist Life and the Des De Leon family. Father, as they continue to lead artists into the future, Father, let it be according to your will, according to your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for artists. Father, we ask that you touch those who are bereaved on this call, those who are just lost and seeking you and who cannot find their way. Father, just begin to minister to their hearts. Send ministering angels to reach them, to be in that place with them, to just begin to minister your wisdom, your knowledge, your strength, your power, your love, and your joy to them, O God. Lord, we love you, and we know that you can do the exceeding and abundant according to the power that worketh in us. And we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 712-770-4005, access code 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, access code 294-617-pound. If you want to hear this message again today, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-pound. And again, March 3rd through the 5th is the Artist Life Extravaganza Conference in Los Angeles, California. Please, please, please check your back office for more information. We look forward so much to hearing you again tomorrow. Minister Brenda, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen and amen. I love you, and God bless you.